This is an ABC podcast.
Winning starts on Monday.
Big 1-2 over!
With Sam Perry.
And the referee says try.
Andrew Moore and Luke Lewis.
That is a pearler! It's a 10 out of 10 job!
Hello and welcome to Winning Starts on Monday. We are 48 hours or so from State of Origin 1 at Suncorp Stadium. Last week we saw colour, backstories, tales of arrival, tales of redemption, regional touring, charity work, barefoot walking, historical brawling. But now it's about X's and O's and how to get the job done. We'll delve into that and more before covering Clubland 2. I tipped 0-4, where Penrith went back-to-back. There were wins for Para, Canberra and the Cowboys. Chief Rugby League writer from the SMH, Adrian Prozenko, will jump in to join the conversation too, as will Club Origin and Test legend and New South Wales gear steward Paul Sirenin. I can also confirm your tweet back questions are as wild as ever. It's a huge show, and I'm glad to share it with my Sydney compadres, Andrew Moore and Luke Lewis. Gentlemen, are your forearm hairs standing on end yet ahead of Origin, or is it just because it's 6 degrees here in Melbourne?
I think mainly 6 degrees in Melbourne. I can't see Louis's hairs because of his tats, but it's time, isn't it?
Oh, mate, it's the best time of the year. Yeah. I can't wait. Obviously, the weekend's all over with the footy, and, mate, we're all looking forward to Wednesday night, let's be honest.
Just really want to get up there now and get into it.
I just want to get up there and feel the vibe of Origin again. And I can't wait to see this young Blues side who they've picked to see how they're going to perform in front of a hostile Queensland crowd. And it's the best feeling in the world going up there as a New South Wales player and, you know, running out in front of that crowd and even just hanging around there for the a couple of days. And, you know, well, Queensland, I think they've picked a great side as well. So they're going to be pumped for it. Can't wait.
All right. Official. Hairs are raised.
And it is 6 degrees here in Melbourne as well and raining. I just want to quickly pick up on something last week before we get into the X's and O's because, you know, this conversation isn't over until Winning Starts on Monday has its say. Bradley Charles Stubbs, the coach whisperer, the mentalist, he has a 2018 premiership ring from Trent Robinson. He charges $5,500 an hour, reportedly, and programs brains to create what he calls natural pure energy. Louis, my question to you is, how disappointed are you that you never got to work with him?
What a toss, I'll be honest with you. Seriously. Mate, it's a G-up. How does a bloke come out and make South Sydney win the comp or I suppose the Roosters win the comp by, you know, talking to their coaching staff? The players get out there and do it. The players had nothing to do. I've had a chat to a couple of players about it, and they actually get filthy when they say that this guy's been on there and won. That helped them win the comp and put it on
without a bruise.
Yeah, like it's weird, but anyway. But I don't see it. But good luck to him too. You got to give him credit because he's out there and he's building up his profile and smart man. But yeah, look, it's not something that I've sort of into. I'm all about hard work and ripping in with your mates and getting out there and seeing what you can do on the footy field.
I'm sure have you come across similar types of characters before, Louis? I'm sure there'd be a lot of people around rugby league or just generally elite sport who want to offer these kind of like intangible pieces of advice that you don't really understand. I mean, are there lots of hanger-oners like that in the game, at least during your career?
Oh, not really. To be honest, we had one guy that I actually thought was really, really good in Matty Griggs, and he came out and done a lot of meditation work. Now, I was skeptical at first, absolutely, because I'd never done it before. Then I actually sat down with him and got right into it. And then about 6 months later, I started to feel the benefits. It definitely helped me prepare for a game, just before a game, and even winding down after a game. It's very hard to sleep as a player. But the meditation...
he's had success with people around the world.
Mate, he's amazing. Matty Griggs is awesome. And but in saying that, I was a skeptic until I'd done it. And then I had to buy into it because I was terrible at it. Then I had to stick with it for a while. And it probably took a good 3 to 6 months before I actually understood the concept and how to do it. And
I can't imagine you being that still for that long.
Yeah, but to be honest and fair with you, Griggsy was good with me because he said to me, mate, just you only need to do 6 minutes. So I was doing 6 minutes in the morning and 6 minutes at night before I went to bed. And it helped me massively. And then I sort of just got real busy and went away from it. But it does work. And it's one thing I do want to get back into.
To be fair, meditation is a far more established practice, I think, with many thousands of years of history, as opposed to simply not saying the opposition team's name. That said, news hot off the press, and by press I mean Twitter, Daily Sherry Evans has given a press conference and he has said, make no mistake, we have done our research on New South Wales.
Fine.
But we've narrowed our focus. New South Who Daily? Anyway, let's move on. Just one story on last week as well. I was keen to get a comment from you guys on the national anthem conversation that's taken place. I want to heap some praise on the rugby league community for the maturity it's shown in the discussion. So for those not aware, New South Wales half and Indigenous man Cody Walker is an avowed non-singer of the anthem. He says the words don't represent him and his family. There's a number of other players who don't sing it either for similar reasons. I guess the impression that I get is that these guys are fully supported by everyone, which I think is a credit to the game. How do you guys see it?
I think in the past there have been some athletes here and overseas that have come across as total wankers about this issue, to be perfectly honest with you. I don't think these boys are in that category. Listening to Will Chambers talk last week and then talking to Cody Walker on air on Friday night, to me his case is very reasoned. It's not something he's sought. He's been asked about it. He's answered it honestly. They're not protesting in any other way. They're not taking a knee. They're not turning their back. They're not doing any of that other stuff that we've heard and seen. They're simply not going to sing the words to the anthem. I must admit, it's upset me in the past. What these guys have said and their actions, they're not expecting any of their teammates to follow suit. There's no angst within the team about it. To me, I think they've handled it reasonably. It doesn't worry me in the slightest. Not in the slightest.
Well said. All right, let's get on to the X's and O's of State of Origin. I want to put something to you guys. State of Origin's very often won in the halves. So, you know, wherever there's a series win, there's usually a dominant halves pairing behind it. So I'll put it to you. New South Wales are banking on, let's just say reasonably, an out-of-form 21-year-old and a debutant. Queensland have Daly Cherry Evans and Cam Munster with plenty of experience and a couple of premierships between them. Do Queensland have the edge here?
Yeah, look, you know what? I'm gonna stick with my theory, Origin. It doesn't matter who's got the edge tonight. It does not matter, on Wednesday night, sorry. It does not matter who's in form. It doesn't matter who's playing better. It doesn't matter who's out of form. This Origin Arena is different. You cannot explain it. You have to understand. This Origin Arena brings things inside you out that you didn't know you have. It gets you off the ground when you're tired. It gets you putting your head where you don't want to be. And our big believers because of what's on your back. And it's your last name. And that's who you're representing. You're representing your family. You're representing yourself. You're representing the mate who's standing next to you. And you've also know that there's millions of people, not just in Australia, but all around the world, who've got their eyes glued to the TV to see who's going to stand up and who's going to fall. So when you talk about form coming into this game, it don't mean anything. I'll be brutally honest with you. It all about whose attitude, energy for 80 minutes and who wants to pull themselves off the ground when they're absolutely tired and they've got no more to give are the ones that will win the game on Wednesday night.
Can I say this? I think the public expectation of Nathan Cleary is completely, 100% different to the expectation of Coach Brad Fittler. I think what they want out of Nathan Cleary this week and for this series is similar to last year. They want him to catch and pass, kick well, tackle well, and he's not going to be making 80-metre breaks. That's not what they've got him there for. They've got him to control play and be solid. I think, you know, not overplaying his hand is exactly what Brad Fittler wants. Whereas Queensland Munster, Cameron Munster, I just think's getting better and better and better. He's a great player. His first Origin appearance a couple of years ago where he's a man of the match just has set the path for him. He's going to end up being an Origin legend. And Daly Cherry Evans still got a bit to prove. He hasn't played for 5 weeks, so there'll be a bit of pressure on him as well as captain of the side. So it's going to be a fascinating battle, isn't it, with Cody Walker on debut for the Blues as well.
Oh, yeah, they're going to be massive. There's going to be some great battles out there we're going to see. And I'm super excited about watching Callum Ponga at fullback, not in the middle this time. And, you know, I think we're definitely witnessing greatness there with Callum Ponga. So,
yep.
Look, it's really lining up to be an outstanding game of football.
New South Wales fullback goes all right too.
Oh, yeah, Tedesco. How good
is
he?
It's a great battle.
Yeah, mate, you know, there's been a lot of talks that they're going to try and shut him down. I don't know how you actually shut Tedesco down.
It's a human pinball.
He breaks out of so many tackles. He's in everything. He chases everything. He's got legs. He's amazing. So, yeah, look, for me, I can't wait to Wednesday night, to be honest. It doesn't matter what we say about it or you know, how we talk about it. The game and the matchups out there on Wednesday night are superb.
Just a quick one to both of you. When talking about players with Origin, it's very common, I suppose, to talk about the guys who are kind of teetering towards greatness. So we've talked about Caelan Ponga, Cam Munster, you know, game breaker like James Tedesco. Is there a player flying under the radar on either side here that, you know, that we're not really talking about that you think might surprise us on Wednesday night? someone that the media hasn't really picked up on? I know Origin players generally all have a high profile, but is there someone that we're, you know, that might just fly under the radar a little bit that we should be watching?
Being at Blues training last week and talking to players, the one guy they kept mentioning was Payne Haas, who's 19, and his selection was touted for several weeks, wasn't it, Louis? Anyway, but he's enormous. He's a quietly spoken young man. I think for the Blues, a couple that stand out to me who might be very influential are he and David Clemmer, who I think's in as good a form as at any stage in his career with Newcastle, and he's kind of the veteran presence, if you like, now in that New South Wales forward pack. So they would be two from the New South Wales side for me.
Yeah, two big bodies who are obviously expecting a lot from, and they need to do a massive job on Wednesday night. We haven't talked too much about Latrell Mitchell this week either. For me, he's a superstar, and I would love to see him perform the way he performed a couple of weeks ago against the West Tigers out in that arena, and that's sort of what I'm expecting from Latrell, to be honest. I think he's going to get some nice early ball. And Damien Cook hasn't been talked about too much, and I'll tell you what, he had a really good series last year. His running game suits the Origin arena, and you know, if this Queensland forward pack get dominated or get some quick play of the balls, I'll tell you what, Damien Cook's going to be very hard to stop.
One from the other side for me, he's not a newcomer, Sam, but Michael Morgan playing in the centres, I know some people are sceptical of that. We spoke to him on air again yesterday. There's such a presence about this guy. When we spoke to the King, Wally Lewis, on the weekend, he in his mind, Michael Morgan is a long-term Queensland captain. He has caused damage to the Blues. In fact, won games for Queensland out wide at right centre in the past. So he is one that I'm a bit wary of on Wednesday night. Again, being not in the halves, people tend to overlook him a little bit, but wouldn't surprise me if Queensland win that he's a major reason why.
You know what? I'm actually really looking forward to watching him play in the centres. I don't know how he's going to go, how much ball he's going to get in his hands. He's so used to getting a lot
of ball. Remember, he played fullback in the first game last year.
That's right.
And I think he got found out at fullback, to be honest. And I love Michael Morgan as a player. But the centres, he played there in the Queensland Cup coming up through the grades. He's played there for Queensland before. I think he could be a real big reason, if they do well, why they've done well.
And another one too is, and you know, he gets a lot of criticism against him, but Benny Hunt in the middle, he's actually a really good defender. I'd love to see his running game close to the line. He's going to be hard to stop there as well. So he might be one of those guys that no one's really talking about and sort of just letting him fly under the radar at the moment. But
do you know what, though, Lou? He might concern about Ben Hunt. And Mal Meninga reckons he's a better dummy half than a halfback. But 80 minutes of playing a position you're not used to playing, in that, you know what Origin's like, you're out of breath after 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I think that's a huge ask.
Very true. But his defence is actually unbelievable. If you actually watch him defend, he gets up underneath those big forwards very, very well. He's got a really good tackle tech on him. And he's got some really good you know, leg speed around him. If he can manage his energy for the first 15, 20 minutes, who knows? And I think his kicking game out of dummy half will be pretty good as well.
So I've given you four or five there, Sam.
Yeah, that's right, the entire squad. Just a quick one before we move into clubland. Just want to ask this of you, Louis. There's a few articles going out today about Mick Fanning handing out the Blues jerseys. It's a bit of a tradition, I suppose, for both sides to bring an outside guest in to help inspire the players with maybe a different message or someone that the players might look up to. I know in Queensland they had Charlotte Caslick as well, who's the Australian women's sevens winger, involved in the opposed session. Do you have any memories of an outside guest being part of Origin camps while you were there that really stick out to you or made a bit of a difference?
To be honest, I can't remember what happened over the weekend. no, to be honest with you, Mick Fanning, for him to give the jerseys, it's huge. I know all the boys love him. I love him as a person. He's just one of those real humble guys who's reached the pinnacle. You know, he knows what it takes to win. And he's come from a real tough upbringing. When I say, like, he's had a lot of adversity against him, and he's come out the other end. And mate, the boys absolutely idolise him. So I think he's a great candidate to give the boys their jersey. And I know they all loved it and respect it. So yeah, look, me, I can't remember anyone, but if it was anyone to get a jersey off, mate, he's someone that I looked up to as a person purely because the adversity that he's gone through to reach the top. I would have loved to have received it off him.
Nice. All right, look, on to clubland. I keep calling it clubland. I'll find a new name. Origin always provides a great chance for bottom half teams to exploit the depleted top half sides. I think Penrith and Parra were able to do that over the weekend. The Raiders and the Cowboys kept things ticking over at their end. Did anything stand out to you guys in particular over the weekend of club football?
Can I say, I've never been one to support having a big extended break through an Origin period. I like seeing footy every week, and I don't think we can afford to have four or five weeks without the competition running. But I'm starting to lean after the weekend. We had some close games, but the quality of football was dreadful. We're on the Gold Coast yesterday for North Queensland and the Titans. Look, well done the Cowboys. They've now won three in a row, and they had two players off the field before halftime because of injury. The Penrith-Manly game back on Thursday night and the Saturday night game Canterbury-Canberra. There's such a lack of class. Now, it is a good opportunity for young players to come through, and I'm not all the way there yet, but that was an advertisement for me for people like Matthew Elliott who continually say we need a break through this period. The good news is, though, Louis, teams like Penrith have won now a couple in a row, even though, you know, they're not setting the world on fire. As I say, Cowboys have won three in a row. Parramatta needed that on Friday night. You and I were there at the new stadium at Parramatta, and their forwards, Brad Arthur made five changes. They out-enthused Souths, who have got a great forward pack, even allowing for their injuries and Origin selection. They were the standout for me on the weekend.
Yeah, I totally agree. The standout game on the weekend was Parramatta-Souths, but just the way that they turned up and performed, their energy, their defence was unbelievable. Come up against a forward pack who weren't under strength, you know, they were spot on, you know. So, you know, if they can get their attitude right, the good thing, I suppose, for some teams that are sitting at the bottom is that they've got a chance to collect a few points by its Origin period on and get the table, I suppose, looking a little bit different to what it would look like if all the Origin players were playing. But one person I was happy to see back on the weekend was Bateman.
John Bateman for Canberra, yeah.
He had a really good game. The story that he was overseas, he got to see his daughter and,
yep.
You know, rang up Sticky and said, I want to come back. I'm ready to play. I feel good. I thought that was,
Calling that game on Saturday night, Chance Nickel-Klokstad.
Oh, how good is he?
He was the standout player of the match. He ran for over 290 metres. He was everywhere. And there are a couple of highlights of that game. Now, one was he broke free. He was away. He was going to score. And then Tuaso Su, a middle forward, raced 60 metres to gun him down 10 metres out from the goal line. That's as good as a chase I've ever seen from a forward, even including some of the famous ones in grand finals. And then Chance Nickel-Klokstad shut it down right at the end on Marcelo Montoya.
Win the game.
Yeah, so there were some shining moments throughout the weekend and important wins for those sides, but there weren't big crowds, there weren't great atmosphere. We're back to a full round next weekend after Origin. We can only hope that most of the players back up.
Just the last one on Clubland. They said it would never happen. They told us it wouldn't happen. But Jimmy the Jet is at the Bunnies. Let's gaze into the winning starts on Monday. Crystal Ball, what sort of difference is he going to make to the Redfern outfit?
Well, he's an X-factor player. Wayne Bennett come out and said he's an X-factor player. He's a State of Origin player. If he was playing, I suppose, a few more games this year for the Broncos, he'd probably be in that Blues jersey this Wednesday night. You know, he's coming back to, you know, where it all started for him, really.
It's Wayne Bennett for him.
Yeah.
He's got a really good influence, I think.
Father figure there with Wayne. Everyone talks about how good Wayne is as a coach, but not as a tactical coach, about getting the best out of you and understanding what life is away from football. And I think he's going to be a really, really good buy for South Sydney, and he could be the difference.
They need him, Louis, because they're playing forwards in the back line at the moment. Ethan Lowe is playing centres. So with Braden Burns still out injured, they don't have the speed out there that they've had. Dane Gagai was unavailable on the weekend. Greg Inglis has retired. Alex Johnston is out. So they need him. He'll play against Newcastle on Friday night.
Well, Wayne came out and said it 100%. As soon as his contract's registered, he's playing. He'll be in the first grade side. So, and he has to be. He's a first grade player. And like I said, he's an X factor. He's an Origin player. But I tell you what, I feel sorry for South. They couldn't even name a 20-man squad on the weekend. So they've got a few out and a few down, but they're still sitting at the top of the comp.
I don't normally subscribe to the theory that one coach can get the best out of one player, but I think in this case, it's probably right.
Yeah, absolutely.
He isn't the worst player to bring in. Another person we're going to bring in shortly is Adrian Prajenko from the Sydney Morning Herald, chief rugby league writer, and followed by that, it will be Paul Sirenin.
We are one.
Every Aussie has a story about the ABC. Just ask Tim Minchin.
I come from the Triple J generation that when Triple J was born, we were listening. I never stopped listening to it as a musician. It's how I have kept in touch with what's going on in Australia. It just joyously and forever has played Australian content. and not only played it, but created it.
Share your stories at abc.net.au/yours.
Grandstand's coverage of the 2019 NRL Premiership.
On ABC Radio.
Grandstand Digital.
Online. And on the ABC Listen app.
Adrian Prashenko is Chief Rugby League Reporter for the Sydney Morning Herald, one of the best in the business. Adrian, you had a great yarn over the weekend about Greg Alexander hurriedly trying to work out the Blues interchange last year. For the listeners, can you tell us what actually happened there, and is this how interchanges are normally put together?
G'day, guys. Thanks for having me. It was a slight oversight from the Blues. There are so many boxes to tick in terms of your preparation for an Origin. And about a week before the game, Brandy's having a conversation with Roy Simmons, who says, you know, you really want someone looking after the interchange who's involved at club level every week, who understands how it works. But he goes, yeah, no worries. We've got Danny Bedeiros, who's involved in Newcastle. Turns out that Danny Bedeiros is not actually involved in Newcastle on a day-to-day basis or doing the interchange. And they get to the captain's run. It's the first game, the eve of the opening Origin of last season at the MCG. And they're sitting around, and then Freddie sort of looks at Brandy and says, so where's everyone sitting? And they explain it, and Danny says, oh, I'll do the sideline. I'm comfortable running the messages. And Brandy's sort of said, anything else we need to do? And Freddie says, interchange, I guess that leaves you. You're sitting with me. You can do it. And Brandy has never, ever done the interchange ever before. And he hurriedly looks around, and he's a guy that doesn't work on computer. He likes to do stuff on paper. And he's sitting there, they're all sitting around a table, and he grabs a napkin, and he starts plotting out the interchange on a napkin, on a cloth napkin. I'm sure that it was about A4 size. It's not one of those paper ones, not a paper serviette. And this was the blueprint for game one for the Blues winning Origin, on a cloth napkin.
You can picture Brandy doing that too, exactly, can't you?
It worked.
It's quite extraordinary too, because, I mean, you know, it's something that you can get very wrong. And we saw, I remember David Kidwell was, involved in a test match where he basically forgot all about his best player, Jason Taumalolo, and left him on the bench. And we've had in Origin instances where two or three guys haven't got on at all. I think Aaron Raper sort of springs to mind. He was sitting there. It was his one and only Origin game. Never got off the pine. And I don't think he's lived that down as yet. So you can get it wrong, but as it turned out, everything went to plan. He had all the permutations on the napkin, which I believe he still has at home somewhere. So, best laid plans.
That'd be worth a bit on eBay now, wouldn't it?
You think so?
just to the group, actually, to Maury, Louis and Adrian. So let's look at the interchanges. Mbai off Hengawe, Napa for Fifita versus White and Haas, Murray and Crichton. Who do you guys think has the edge here?
Louis?
Oh, I think Queensland have got a really good bench, but also think, but to be honest, I think they're actually right on par. They've picked the best team for New South Wales and the best team for Queensland, and all these guys that are on the bench at the moment are just, well, they're 80-minute players. So really, you could throw them on there. Maybe Payne Haas isn't an 80-minute player.
He's playing big minutes.
But he's playing big minutes. Yeah. But Origin is probably a yard and a half faster than a usual first grade game for 80 minutes. And so that's probably the only part where he might struggle. But all in all, I think it's very evenly matched. That's why I'm not convinced that the series is all Blues at the moment.
No way. But I think with the bench in terms of potential impact, I think the Blues have a slight advantage. Although I'm a big fan of David Fifita and Joe Ofengawi. But I love Payne Haas, the impact he could have off the bench. Likewise, Cameron Murray, and I think he can be versatile with how he plays. And Jack Whiten can play fullback, centre, wing, 5-8, you know, in the middle as a lock or something like that. To me, they've got a slight advantage on the bench, but that remains to be seen.
I find the New South Wales utility really interesting because Whiten can't play hooker. So if something happens to Damien Cook, who slots in a dummy half? And my note is that probably Cam Murray will go into that role if there is a drum. Obviously, Cook is an 80-minute player, and if he gets through on skate, there won't be an issue. But that rotation all of a sudden really looks interesting to me if there is an injury to Cook.
Adrian, I'm not sure if you just picked up news hot off the Twitter press, but Daily Cherry Evans has just mentioned the opposition team. Are you picking anything up out of both camps 48 hours from kickoff. You know, how are they both feeling? Is there any mail that we're going to get that might surprise us before game one starts at Suncorp?
Well, it's lucky that Daly's on a $10 million deal because there's a hefty fine for mentioning the Blues. I mean, I remember one of the journalists was trying to bait Jay Arrow and said, what colour are your eyes? I don't know what he replied. I'm pretty sure they're blue. He might have said hazel or something. So I just find that really fascinating in so far as that Queensland, even when they, during their decade of dominance, always sought the underdog tag. You know, they had Cronk, Slater, GI, Thurston, Inglis, Smith, all these guys, and they were still trying to convince everyone that they were the underdogs. But apparently Kevy says that's he's done a 180 and it's all flipped on its head, so they're the favourites. They're ready to win and to go into battle.
I love that. I love that he's done that, though. As we said last week, I just think that he was disappointed with how the narrative was during the series last year with a new exciting Blues team and some legends retiring from Queensland, that there's a lot of talk that New South Wales should win. They did win. I like the fact that he's come out on the front foot and said, nah, not this time. This is us, especially in Brisbane. That's where we win. That's where we dominate. Nothing else is going to happen.
He's showing a lot of leadership there, really.
Like it, yeah.
So it's good. I think it sets up a series beautifully.
And it's all good theatre too.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's terrific. Theatre in terms of, you know, it's also a very literal interpretation of Bradley Charles Stubbs' sort of mantra as well. So, I just find all of those sort of Svengali-style figures fascinating. Your Joe Wiebes and John Novaks and Bradley Charles, you know, you could write about it for days, and I think it's really added to the build-up to this Origin.
Mm. It's a fine line between genius and snake oil salesman. And Adrian Prashenko, thank you very much for joining us again. One of the best in the business, and I'm sure you'll all catch each other on Wednesday at Origin time.
Thanks for having me, guys. All the best.
Conversations on the ABC Listen app lets you spend an hour in the life
of someone else. People who've seen something and lived to tell the tale.
Oh, my gosh.
From the outer limits of space
to the living room
to the very edge of life and death.
We have so many conversations with some of the world's most interesting and intriguing people.
Look for Conversations on the ABC Listen app. Download it today.
Grandstand's coverage of the 2019 NRL Premiership on ABC Radio.
Grandstand Digital, online
and on the ABC Listen app.
We've got a very special guest today in Tigers, Origin and Test legend, Paul Sirenen. He's also the New South Wales gear steward and he joins us this Monday morning. Welcome, Paul. And is the gear all in order ahead of Wednesday's opener?
Good morning, boys. I like to be known as the logistics manager, mate. I don't have a gear manager, but it's all set and ready to go, mate. We're actually just on our way out to the airport now, mate, to head up to Brisbane.
Very good. Well, I was given a bad brief there. Ciro, I'd love to get under the hood of the Blues camp. Can you give me a compare and contrast? How was Origin life as a player in the late 80s to early 90s versus life under Freddie in 2019? I mean, what I'm really asking is, have the team truly bonded in the old school fashion ahead of Wednesday?
Mate, I'm working harder now than I ever did as a player. Don't worry about that. But life's a bit different. It's a bit different. Chamomile tea as opposed to Crown Lagers 25, 30 years ago in camp. So breathing and barefoot and taking the minerals of earth minerals, it's a little bit different, put it that way.
Hey, Ciro, I saw Blocker at training the other day and caught up with him on the weekend. As always, he said it's the best camp he's ever been involved with, and it's about his 320th. But he did lament the fact that no one even has a beer anymore.
Mate, I'm still trying to work out what he does, actually.
So is he.
He's lurking and hovering around every now and then he pops up, but I don't know. That's good. That's a big fella in camp. He has slowed down a little bit, mind you. We had a couple of frosty ones early in the week last week, but all very quiet and focused on the game from since then.
Yeah, well, you've been there seeing these guys prepare. What stood out for me last week was with five newcomers, I know 13 players made their debut last year. Again, there's a freshness about this side with five newcomers. Everything seems so slick. These young guys now come in, Ciro, and they just don't seem to have any doubts.
No, you're right, Andrew. I kind of got a gut feel. I thought, oh, geez, they're all too comfortable in that. But you're right. It's been a real seamless transition for the new boys to come in. It's because they're so familiar with all their teammates now too. I guess all the players know each other quite well, and you know there's combinations too that the Canberra boys have come in. Cam Murray with a Cody Walker with Cookie, the South boys. So you know all the boys know each other quite well, and you know, the core of the group from last year. It's like a little reunion, mate. They were so happy to see each other when we came in over a week ago.
Do you still get the tingles here, eh? State of Origin time?
Well, you know, mate, I've been retired. I made my Origin debut about 30 years ago, Andrew, and the only time you miss playing is for these games. These games are the big grand finals, the big finals games. Mate, yeah. That's the only time you miss it. But it's come. And you get the sense of the build-up, too, along with the players, too. You can just, as you get it's close to the awards Wednesday night, mate, you can just start to feel everything sort of, you know, getting a little bit more on edge. But in saying that, you know, our camps are quite relaxed with Freddie, mate. So the build-up, the boys, though, once they sort of get their game heads on, mate, they'll be ready to go.
Do you take your shoes off and walk in the sand and walk on the grass and all that stuff too, Ciro?
Occasionally, mate. Occasionally, I do. I'm likely walking on a patch of bindies now, mate. So, you know, it's the middle of winter.
Ciro, how do I get a gig?
Keep asking, hang around, mate. Well, your mate Mickey Ennis, he's coaching the 18s, actually. We did a bit of an oppose session with him too, mate.
So he's got it today, isn't it?
Yeah, we had it early on this morning, mate. Well, he's got about 9 kids. I think all his kids come in and look like him. So he had a try been watching him, watching the boys go around. But there's some good kids in our 18 squad too, mate. I recall, you know, a few from the 16s they had a couple of years ago. There's another Trbojevic coming through and a Bradman Best. He's got one of the best names of...
Mate, I tell you what, I was actually with the boys on Wednesday. I mean, no, sorry, Saturday. And I was out there all day with them. And Bradman was doing some weights and just having a good chat to him. Mate, he is a man child. He is the biggest human being in the world. I actually thought he was a lock. And he's a centre fullback.
Mate, he is just bulked up. He scored this magnificent try. If you find the footage 2 years ago, Albert Hobowadi in the 16s game caught the ball in the in goal and linked up with Bradman, who ran 80 metres to score under the post in the New South Wales Queensland 16s game a couple of years ago, and but mate, since then, you know, he was a solid 16-year-old, but mate, he is just he's a powerful unit now.
Yeah,
I'm absolutely losing my mind that there is somebody called Bradman Best.
Melbourne
studio. It's a great name, mate. It's a great name.
Just finally, Ciro. You know, we've been talking a lot about the guys who may be the game breakers in Origin. Has anyone in camp surprised you in terms of their character, or someone you mightn't have kind of known until this camp, someone who might be the funny guy of the camp, or who might just be standing out in terms of their character heading into the game?
I'm a little bit fortunate, Sam, that I knew all the boys like Payne Haas and Cam Murray and Nick Kotrick. I had a bit to do with the Junior Blues as well, with Freddie and Betsy when they're in charge of that age group. So I'm quite familiar with them, mate. Look, I think one of our halves really have to stand up, mate. I think there's a little bit of pressure on that player, as you say. But I reckon just getting in this environment, I think he'll blossom, Nathan. He was solid last year without being spectacular, finding his feet a little bit, but he seems to have taking more control in the ball work sessions now, mate. So I'm tipping if he fires and if he's in the best three players in the field on Wednesday, we'll win the game.
Very, very good. Thank you very much, Paul Sirenin, logistics manager of the New South Wales Origin side. All the best on Wednesday night, mate.
Thanks very much. Lovely to talk to you, boys.
Ciro, our hero. See you in Brizzy.
See you, Ciro. Right, good luck,
cheers,
mate.
Cheers, boys.
The award-winning series You Can't Ask That returns to iView. New series, new topics, no questions off limits.
Did you ever think this would happen to you?
Why? Why did you survive?
Step inside the minds and hearts of misunderstood Australians as they answer the questions you've always wanted to ask.
Why would somebody who doesn't know me feel this way about me?
That's a really good question.
The new series of You Can't Ask That. Watch now on iView.
Grandstand's coverage of the 2019 NRL Premiership on ABC Radio.
Grandstand Digital, online
and on the ABC Listen app.
Woo-hoo! Okay, rounding the bend into Tweetback. Before we start, if you do like this show, give us a rating or a review on iTunes. If you like, totally up to you. It's free country. Dave Lennon writes in, probably should have asked Ciro while he was here, but Dave asks, he says, important, crucial, vital, will you please find out if the Poms still hate Ciro? Well, I'm sorry, Dave, I can't do a complete referendum with Britain.
He had two nicknames, Sam, with HG and Roy when they were calling Origin. It was the man the Poms hate and the buttocks. That's the one I often refer to him as, the buttocks of Paul Sirenan and the man the Poms hate when he played a test match.
Could be called worse, I suppose. The next question is from Juan Farkle. I can pronounce that a few ways, I suspect. Can we get the great Matthew Elliott on the podcast and the traffic light game? I'll hand that to you, Maury.
Oh, no, that's not Juan. Yes, the traffic light game is something we've done from time to time on air. It's a pretty basic principle that I'll pose a scenario, green light for yes, red light for no, amber light for things to retain the status quo. Matt makes a mockery of it, a mockery. So no, it should be the answer, Sam. That's the advice I can give you. We shouldn't go near the traffic light game for this wonderful podcast.
Okay.
But we should get him on. He's fun.
We have a new set of games anyway, with a mumble game and everything else.
We're gamed out.
That's right. It's 2019. Okay. Big Jim 618, great friend of the show, writes in. He says, here's a tweet back for you. If my beloved cane toads get the chocolates, will you lot come and do a live podcast from up here? I mean, I don't make these calls. That's out of my budget. I mean, I wouldn't say no.
Lou, are you prepared to travel?
I'm prepared to do anything. I've told you this before. Anything.
You've proven that. Oh, I'd love to. I'd love to. Big Jim messages us through our radio coverage as well. I think he's at Bigger Waters up there in Queensland. So I'm all for it, Sam.
Well, I've got no doubt.
You won't want to leave 6 degrees in rain, though, will you?
Oh, no, please. No, keep me here. I'd absolutely love it. Yeah, look, I'm sure the entirety of the ABC management is listening to this podcast. So that question is to you guys. Can we do a live podcast from Queensland? It's been a little while since our friend, whose name is on his birth certificate, Leigh Lewis, flicked past Turipana for September 2016, has written in, but he does write in now. And he went to the game between the Bulldogs and the Raiders on the weekend. He also preceded that by going to Henson Park, as I follow it. But so he went from Henson to the Raiders, and he says, ANZ is a terrible enjoyment diminishing place to watch club rugby league. Thoughts?
Yes, I agree. Only because it's so big and we don't get massive crowds. I like the smaller stadiums, Parramatta for prime example, but or going back out, to the country. I love watching Bathurst games and the ones out at Wagga and.
You can get 7,000 at Bathurst and it's awesome.
It's unbelievable.
It's just about full. But
yeah, it's just because the stadium's so big and we're only getting, 12 or 13,000. It does. It feels...
You need 25,000 there to have an atmosphere, and it can be a good atmosphere with that many people, but you don't get that many people that often. They had 7,000 the other night. There was no atmosphere. There was no atmosphere. But whatever clubs can make money playing out of there, they're going to continue, I'd say.
It's quite close to my hobby horse of introducing knockout competition midweek rugby league. I'd like to see the Broncos versus the Newtown Jets at Henson on a Wednesday night. Anyway, I'm offering that for comment. Final one is JW, and it's a bit of a crossover question with the cricket, with the World Cup on. He says, is Craig Bellamy the Douglas Jardine of rugby league? Douglas Jardine infamously being the guy who introduced Bodyline to Bradman. We've already talked about Bradman on this show. Is Craig Bellamy the Douglas Jardine of rugby league? Maury, do you have a thought?
It's not a comparison I would normally directly make, but in that Bodyline series, Jardine did find that way to shut down Sir Donald Bradman. I don't think Bellamy has the same intent that Jardine had, but they really have led the way with all the modern ways of wrestling coaches and all of that sort of thing. So maybe there is a comparison. Bellamy, to me, is by far and away the best coach we've had in the game, probably, and Jardine, I think, would be more known for that series than anything else. So I'm voting for Bellamy ahead of Douglas Jardine, but I see where JW's coming from.
Did Jardine win? Yes. Did Bellamy win? Yes. Did Jardine use tactics within the laws of the game? Yes. Does Bellamy? Yes. Is it morally dubious? Arguably. So, maybe there is. And Douglas Jardine is well-regarded in the UK as well, just as Craig Bellamy is well-regarded down here, for those who know the difference between rugby and rugby league.
I'd like to see Craig Bellamy wearing the same fashion as Douglas Jardine with, the kerchief around the neck and everything.
Very good. All right. Well, on that World Cup cricket and rugby league crossover note, we'll bid you farewell ahead of Origin 1. Enjoy the game, everybody who's listening to it. And to Maury and Luke, you guys will be up there in soaking in the atmosphere as well.
Can't wait. Thanks, Sam. See you in Brizzy, Luke.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Can't wait. See you, Sam. Good chatting to you, mate.
Good chatting to you all.
Thanks for listening.
Big one, two, over!
And be sure to join us next week.
And the referee says try.
For Winning Starts on Monday.
That is a pearler! It's a 10 out of 10 job!